Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. Hello, welcome to the Speak 30 Challenge. This is day 25. I call this one, What Do You Want? Today is the day after Thanksgiving, and this day is commonly referred to as Black Friday. It is a day that historically kicked off the Christmas holiday shopping season here in America. I remember growing up, and this day was actually looked at with a little bit of scorn. There was this emphasis that, oh, it's over-commercialized, or it's too much emphasis on shopping. I actually think we might be a little bit nostalgic for those days now. Because while Black Friday is still a cultural event, I don't think it is what it used to be in terms of the pre-online shopping era. Shopping malls are just a shell of what they used to be, and people aren't getting out in the numbers because they can sit at home in their pajamas and do all their holiday shopping. And there are good things and bad things with this, but it is the start of the Christmas buying season for all retailers. But that has been pushed back earlier and earlier in the year, and so it starts now actually well before Christmas. We also have things like Cyber Monday or Local Saturday that are competing with the famed Black Friday. I want to share a few thoughts this year on Black Friday as we all set out to start this Christmas shopping season asking the question, what do I want? I have really fond memories of Black Friday growing up. Every Thanksgiving, my dad's sister would come from a small town in Wisconsin with their youngest daughter, Ruby. They would stay at our house for the weekend, and we would have the big Thanksgiving feast. And after that, we would all sit around and look at the ads in the special edition newspaper. And this was always the thickest newspaper of the year because it had all of the advertisements for the upcoming Black Friday holiday shopping. It was kind of magical, actually, as a kid, to see all of the new toys and all of the things that you didn't know you needed until you started looking, but then you knew you needed them badly. And then on Friday morning, we would all load up in the car and drive down from our suburb to downtown Minneapolis, which in itself was an exciting adventure. We would go into the spiral 10-story parking garages, and then we would go into a store called Dayton's, and they had every year a holiday display that kicked off the day after Thanksgiving. And we would wait in these long, winding roads that would take you through a Christmas village. And at the end, there would be Santa. There were so many people everywhere, and it was all so very Christmassy. I would also start looking at the JCPenney catalog at this time. This was the definitive book of everything that was possibly imaginable in the world of kiddom. It was basically that time's Wikipedia of toys. I would go through and I would circle different things in there that I would want. And this was all done in response to the question that my mom would pose, like, what do you want for Christmas? And judging by my generous use of a marker, my response would have likely seemed to be something like, I want it all. Now, fast forward to when I had my own kids, and I remember Black Fridays with our kids growing up, and there was still the day before newspaper advertisements and the still attempt to get people out Friday to go black shopping, or Black Friday shopping. Black Friday is a fully entrenched part of our cultural phenomena. Stores would make ever-increasing efforts to get people out to go shopping. When I was growing up, 7 a.m. would be the big kickoff time for these stores to open. But when my kids were growing up, it started to move to a 3 a.m. opening time. When I was growing up, it seemed like 20% discount was a significant discount that would actually get people to take action. And now it was something like, now it's a 70% discount. And if you come in between 4 a.m. and 9 a.m., it's an additional 20% off. People would camp out days before Best Buy would open. And this is when my kids were growing up. You'd see them on the news. They'd be camping out for days prior just so they could be one of the first people in line to get that doorbuster deal when Best Buy opened in the limited quantity, big screen TV, or whatever it was for that given year. It had gotten to the point where shopping had turned into a game, and there were winners and losers. And I was right there with them. I'll admit, shopping was a game. And if you'd ask me, what do you want this holiday season? Say, I want to win Christmas for me and for my family. I'm not sure if it is a product of our changing world, or if it's me getting older, or some combination thereof, but I've noticed that my view of Black Friday has changed quite a bit over recent years. When I'm asked with the question now, what do I want? I want more time with my family. I want the success and happiness of my kids. I want continued health for my loved ones. This completely shakes up the idea of Black Friday as I remember it. I wish now that there would be a big thick newspaper that would show up at our front stoop, and it would have advertisements for opportunities to spend more time together as a family. I would be the first in line for a 3 a.m. doorbuster if it would ensure a successful future for my kids. And I would even wait in long lines that snaked through a shopping mall year after year to see Santa, if he could guarantee for me another year of health for the people that I care most deeply about. This year, when I think about the question, what do I want? The answer is something like, I don't really need anything, but I want a greater appreciation for that which I already have. Thank you.